I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Back to that massive traffic jam we mentioned in today's GeoQuiz. It's about 60 miles long and has lasted 9 excruciating days. This highway links the capital Beijing to Tibet, and the Beijing-Tibet Expressway is the answer we were looking for. The World's China correspondent, Mary Kay Magstad, is on the line with us. Mary Kay, what caused this monstrous jam in the first place?
Well, the reason that the government's giving is that there were roadworks, but the other obvious part of the equation... A lot of work, and it's going to continue right through next month. But the other part of the equation is that there are just a lot of people out on the roads. There are the usual trucks that are carrying things back and forth, but also a lot of Chinese who are now car owners, newly middle class, who are going out for vacation. And when everyone's out there together, things move very slowly, particularly when there's construction going on at the same time.
So what does it look like to have a 60-mile-long traffic jam? I mean, are cars literally not moving at all?
They weren't moving much for 9 days, and people were getting out and playing cards and chatting with each other, and street stall vendors were setting up nearby, and there was the occasional fist fight that broke out, but generally, you know, people kind of felt, not a lot we can do, let's just, you know, wait it out. And state television is saying that it's starting to move more or less normally now, or as normally as traffic moves when there are roadworks going on.
Clearly, car sales and road infrastructure continues to move at a very rapid pace in China. But I'm wondering just what kind of pressure that's brought to bear on some of the innovations to keep things clean and green. Apparently, there's some green transportation project going on in Beijing that would involve a sliding bus straddling the highway.
Right. Yeah, there is. I mean, first of all, though, I would take issue with the idea of keeping things clean and green, because at this point it's quite smoggy and gray. And I think enough Beijingers and enough Chinese living in urban areas are getting quite fed up with that. There is a lot of thinking about what can we do about this. This is not sustainable. I mean, at this point, there are more than 4 million cars in Beijing. That's compared to about 1 million in 1997. And 2 million in 2003. So the number is going up very quickly. It's expected to continue to go up quickly. This idea of having a straddling bus, so a bus that runs on rails pretty much, if you picture this, the people sit on the second level of the bus, and below it, it's as wide as a two-lane street. So cars and other vehicles that are less than 7 feet high can go underneath it. There is a question of, you know, what happens if there's some sort of an accident, if a car spins out of control and hits the side of the bus. These are things to be worked out. But it's an interesting idea. The bus would run on electricity and solar energy. So they're going to do a pilot project with this starting sometime soon in Beijing. And if it works here, it might spread to other cities in China and perhaps beyond.
Yeah, it sounds pretty darn cool. It's basically, you know, a moving tunnel going down the road with people in it. So authorities must be clearly aware about this growing car population. What are they doing about it?
Well, one of the things that has been in place for the last 2 years is that license plates that end in one of two numbers every day have to stay off the roads. Hmm. Some people manage to buy extra license plates so that they have whatever number they need on any day of the week. But most people play by the rules and will take the bus or will take the subway on or ride a bike on the day that they're not supposed to drive. I actually bike in Beijing, and I've got to say the bike lanes are almost empty these days of anything but cars. There's starting to be a little bit of awareness among a certain class of educated young Chinese who realize that biking gets you where you're going faster. It's better for the environment. But that sort of consciousness is only barely beginning.
The World's Mary Kay Magstad in Beijing. Thanks for speaking with us, Mary Kay.
Thank you, Marco.